I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, Chico. I'm your host, Vin Taney, for this segment of Chico Now, and I'm in the studio with two very lovely ladies, and they're with Habitat for Humanity. I'm with Nicole Bateman and her trusty volunteer, Brooks. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies.
Thank you very much.
So, what brings you here?
Well, I actually have Brooks Stoldickson here with me today, and she's one of my board members.
Oh, she's a board member.
She's a board member, and she is a tremendous board member. We are so thankful to have her. And this next year, she's actually working on our 25-year anniversary.
Wow.
So I brought her here to talk about that, but I also wanted just to mention that we're doing our wall raising, finally, on January 6th.
The one we've been talking about and putting off.
We have. Well, you know, because the ground was too wet.
Right.
So so we got the foundations down, and so we're ready to start the wall raising on January 6th. So hopefully people will come to that. So we're also here to talk about our 25-year anniversary that we've been diligently working on for the past couple of months and doing a lot of planning and event planning. And
actually been planning it for 25 years.
Yeah, if
you think about it. We've been looking forward to this day.
We've been looking at a lot of historical stuff.
Right.
Yeah, so that's fun.
So what are we going to talk about first, the wall raising?
Yes.
That's a great event that's happening. That's the first event of the year.
That is the first, and that's what I thought. I thought it's a good way to start the year.
Yeah, with a new home.
Exactly.
Well, starting a new home.
And we have two families that have already been chosen, so they'll be coming out. We have one family that she works at Lowe's and he works at Sierra Nevada.
Oh, he's
and they
real
have
close
they have
home.
Three. I know he can just walk across
the
street, and they have three little boys. And then the other family, he works at Sierra Logging, and she's a homemaker, and they have two boys.
Ooh, okay.
We're excited to have them come.
I'm excited to have them in the community.
And I would like to just pitch in that if you are looking for a very heartwarming way to spend an hour, coming out to the Habitat home site on 20th Street and seeing the families actually raise up a wall, and you see their faces and you see the children so excited about the fact that they are actually building their own home. It's a great way to start the new year.
It's a great way. I had the opportunity to watch the Hines family obviously do the wall raising, and I helped them build the house all the way through.
Cool.
So that was a great experience for me. And I have a real estate license, and I read about that in the books, but I was given an opportunity to do some hands-on. So thank you guys for giving me that opportunity. And you who are listening, hey, you can have that same opportunity.
Absolutely. Just go to our website, and we do have volunteer opportunities to come out and volunteer with us. I think we're going to be building, starting in January, probably all the way through August.
Wow. So if you ever never build a house before, but you always wanted to, remember something on your bucket list, always wanted to be a part of building a house. Here's your opportunity, Habitat for Humanity.
Right, no skill required.
No skill. Hey, you gotta
love
that.
No skill
required. That's what I had. No skill required. No.
Each Saturday, come on out and just come to our website at buttehabitat.org and sign up to volunteer with us.
There are many ways to volunteer for Habitat. We also are part of what's called the Restore, and the Restore is looking for volunteers. And one of the things I've discovered since I've been with Habitat is that it's great that a family's building their own home. And they have that home. But the people who benefit so much, and you don't think about it, are the people that come out and help.
Yes.
Whether they're helping at the Restore, we also could use help in the office, or whether they're helping to build the houses on Saturday. The volunteer gets as much or more out of this experience than anybody. It's really a fabulous opportunity to help make Chico a better place.
Yes. Well, lots of volunteer opportunities at Habitat. Mm-hmm. Believe me, I know.
Yeah. And you're an avid shopper of the Restore.
Oh, yeah. I was just talking about the Restore. I was in there last week. Man, I got a great deal on a brand new toilet.
Really good.
I don't even want to say it was a great deal. Brand new, out of the box.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just took it out of the box.
Good.
Yeah, so score for me.
That's the thing. You never know what's coming in.
You got to go in to check. I go in at least every other week just to check.
Yeah.
See what's coming up.
Well, thanks. Thank you for supporting it.
Yeah, if you ever need some good paint, too. Habitat.
Yes.
I think one of the interesting things about the Habitat story, which is leading me into my 25th anniversary, when you hear about the story, when the program started, it was just a bunch of people who built a house. They built the first house on spec so they could sell it and make enough money to start the Habitat system. And when you look at the system, when the ReStore became part of the Habitat story, the ReStore takes building supplies and different kinds of materials and sells them. The profit from the ReStore covers overhead costs of Habitat. So when we go out and ask people to donate money to help build the new homes, the money that people donate goes to the home. It's a wonderful model that we've created, and it only works because we have so many people who donate old materials, donate building supplies, who volunteer, who help out, who come to the building site, the different people who create lunches so the volunteers have something to eat, the donors, the people who write a check, $10 up to $5,000, and the businesses in Chico that support us, that come out with shingles to help do the house, that come out with labor to help build the house. It's just a wonderful model. And when you think about the 25 years, we've built 32 homes. We have so many people who've benefited from this. So it's really a wonderful time for us to celebrate
a great achievement. Well, when's the celebration?
Okay.
Are we having a party? How's it going to happen?
We are having a major party. It's going to be a 12-month party.
A 12-month party.
It starts on January 6th with the wall raising on 20th Street.
Okay. Well, I know you hear that sound right now. That's that sound for a commercial break.
Oh, I've got to wrap it up.
You're going to have to wrap that up. But you will, when we come back, you're going to talk about the party.
I am. I'm going to tell you all about the party.
Which starts at the wall raising.
It does.
Okay. Well, this is Vince Haney. I'll be right back after this short commercial break. I'm in the studio with Brooks and Nicole from Habitat for Humanity. We'll be right back after this short commercial break.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back, Chico. I'm your host, Vince Haney, for this segment of Chico Now. And again, I'm in the studio with Nicole Bateman and Brooks.
Thorlickson.
Thorlickson, yeah. Say that fast. Thorlickson. from Habitat for Humanity. And they were,
We were talking about the big party.
Yes, the big party. Yes.
The big party. 2018 is the 25th year that Habitat will be providing services to Chico. And it's going to be a year-long party. We have organized something every single month.
Wow, you guys know how, you're talking about doing it big. Jeez.
Is that everybody has an opportunity to jump in. You can jump in every month at every event, or you can come in now and again. So here's just a sampling. The wall raising is January 6th. And then every month of the year, we're going to do an open house on the site of the building. One of the things people ask us all the time is, what's a Habitat house like? Well, we're going to have house tours at every stage of the development. So you can come in and see what it looks like when it's just the walls up. You'll be able to come in at another time when we're painting, another time when we're installing cabinets. So we'll have those all year long. In addition, we are hoping, this is a hope, we're hoping to have a float for the Pioneer Day Parade in downtown Chico.
Wow.
And I'm actually looking for volunteers. If you've ever built a float or if you want to help us do it, we would like help from somebody in the community to join with the Habitat board and other volunteers to put together a float that will commemorate the work that we've been doing. Another thing that's going to happen, there's a wonderful choir in Chico called Synergism, and they are going to dedicate their April concert to Habitat.
Wow.
I know. It's a fabulous group. It's a 60-voice choir. And they pick different organizations to dedicate their concerts to. And the music is all focused around the particular group. So you'll be able to come and hear a concert that deals with the heart, with home, with what it means to have a home and a future. So that will be in April. Another fabulous thing that's going to be happening is that the Butte County Realtors are going to dedicate their golf tournament to us next October, which is a wonderful gift. It's a wonderful way the realtors show their support. Mm-hmm. But now here's the big party.
Uh-oh, the big party.
The big party's in the fall. Uh-huh. Stay tuned for the date. We're working on the date, but it'll be probably late September, and we're going to have the best block party ever.
Woo!
And we are going to be celebrating our families. We're going to be celebrating the volunteers who have helped make Habitat. It's going to be a party with music and food and all kinds of wonderful stuff, and it will be in the Habitat neighborhood, which is on 19th Street.
Oh, it's going to be in the Habitat Green.
Mm-hmm. Yes, right. Yes. Oh, and the little park that we have will be open.
Oh.
So stay tuned. I hope you'll have us back before that event we can tell you the date.
Yes, yes.
But that's the year-end sort of hooray we got here.
Right.
And then one more thing that we're going to celebrate. In 2019, it's outside of our fabulous year, it will be the first mortgage payoff from one of our Habitat families.
They're done.
They will be done paying. Yeah.
As it relates to mortgage.
The first month of 2019.
Really?
So yeah. We're still going to talk about that during our year, because one of the fabulous things about Habitat is that we have not had a single foreclosure. And we have a first-time family in Habitat who will be paying off their mortgage. And these are wonderful success stories, and we're really excited about having something every single month next year so you can help join in. And here's the other thing we're going to do. We're going to try, with your help, everybody, we're going to try to raise $150,000 in 1 year, which is pushing us to our limit. But with people's belief and people's help and $10 here and $20 here, we can do it. So I invite you to join. Go on Facebook, go to Habitat, make a donation. Help us help families build homes to build a stronger community.
I love it. Boy, you guys know how to throw down for 25.
Yeah.
Yes. Sounds great.
Yeah. So some of the things, you know, we've been kind of doing a little bit of historical data when we're looking at who we've been serving. So we've served 31 families in these 25 years. We have built 32 homes, like Brooke said, but one of them was a spec house. We actually have worked with 86 children, have a home, have a place to call home, mm-hmm. and we have 54 adults who have partnered with us in this process. And these are interesting numbers. We have 128,000 volunteer hours over these past 25 years that people have contributed their time. And we have 16,000 volunteers over the past 25 years who have helped. And of those hours, 27,000 of those were sweat equity hours that the homeowners did with us. So they're part of their agreement with us is that they do sweat equity hours when they're helping to build their house. So per adult is 250 hours that they have to provide. So for a family, it's 500 hours. So over that course of 25 years, we have 27,000 hours of sweat equity that has gone into these houses. So as you know, Vro mentioned quite a bit that you know, it's not a giveaway program. The folks are actually they're working for these houses,
right.
and they're paying for them. That's another thing that
they're paying for them afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. They are paying for them, just like Brooks mentioned.
They don't work for them, and then the rest is free, huh?
Right. Exactly. So they're buying them, and they're working for them. So.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
It's time for that commercial break. When we come back, I got some questions for Brooke here.
Okay.
She seems to be very knowledgeable about the organization, so I got some questions for her. So, hey, it's time for a commercial break. Again, Vince Haney in the studio with Brooks and Nicole from Habitat for Humanity, and we will be right back after the short commercial break. Vince Haney, Chico Now.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back, Chico. Again, I'm your host for this segment of Chico Now, Vince Haney. And again, I'm in the studio with Brooks and Nicole, and they're with Habitat for Humanity. Hey, but before we get back with you guys, I got a quick PSA. Optimist International, the Chico and Oroville chapters, they're having a New York New Year's Eve dinner to celebrate New Year's Eve, and that's going to happen. See, it's New York New Year's Eve, so it's going to take place starting at 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. in Oroville at the Hoffenbroth. If you're interested in that, they're going to have New York prime rib, New York cheesecake. The whole theme is New York, and it's over at 9 p.m. New York time. California time, but it's midnight in New York at 9 p.m. If you're interested in that event, you can go to eventbrite.com and purchase tickets. You can purchase tickets through the Oroville Chamber of Commerce, or you can call 530-990-3923. And those proceeds benefit Optimist Youth Programs in our community. And that's going to do it for that PSA. And welcome back, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, oh, I have a question for Brooks, since she seems to be so knowledgeable. I want to know, how did you initially get involved on the Habitat board?
Well, you know, I got involved because a really good friend of mine was on the board, and she took me for a drive one day, and she drove me through the Habitat Greens neighborhood, and it knocked my socks off. I had known about Habitat. I was a child of the 60s, and I wanted to make the world a better place, so I always knew about Habitat, and I'd actually donated money to Habitat for years. But driving through that neighborhood, seeing the houses, talking to my friend Jan Burnham, I was just struck by how really wonderful the whole effort was. I had recently retired, so I had some time on my hands, and Jan asked me if I thought I would like to work with them, and I have had a wonderful run. I've been a volunteer for 4 years, and it's been fabulous.
Oh, volunteers, board member,
Yes, I'm a volunteer board member.
Wow, you seem pretty knowledgeable, and it seems like you have a passion for this.
I do have a passion.
No,
I think that
it just
a home,
comes out of you.
I think a home is one of the most important things a child can have.
Yes.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be a home that their family owns, but when a family owns a home, they feel a responsibility to the future. We've been interviewing the families who live in the Habitat homes, and that was one of the things that struck me. One family said, you know, even when times got tough, we did everything we could to make our mortgage payment because we knew we would always have our house. And her children, she had five children, they all went to college. They are all working in the North State. They are all homeowners, except the youngest isn't quite ready yet to buy a home, but they are homeowners, which means they are making a contribution to making a safer, more collegial, more wonderful community.
Yes,
so I do think a home is a really important thing to do, and I don't think that it should be reserved just for people who have tons of money.
No, everybody should have a home. That's what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So, so I hear you guys been interviewing for this 25 years, you've been interviewing homeowners. How's that going?
It's been an amazing experience. We divided up the families between the board members, and to hear the family stories, to hear how they have managed their lives, some of them have had just a great run, some of them have run into some troubles like all of us do, but the families have been uniformly pleased with the homes that they have. The most heartwarming part of the story is what happens with their children. The kids are going to school. We've got Butte College graduates, Chico State graduates. Kids have left the area to go to school. Reports of nurses, teachers, people who work in business. It just shows you and affirms the fact that having a good environment helps somebody grow up and be a contributing member of this society. And that's really what we want. That's why we do what we do.
Wow, that's great, great. Mm-hmm. You never think about that part of it when you're building that this is going to be the residual.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's exactly right. It takes us 8 or 9 months to build a house. Mm-hmm. The families have a mortgage 25 to 30 years, and they live there all that time. And it's like we were saying earlier, they put in sweat equity to build it. But another interview, I asked the fellow, what are you looking forward to? He says, I'm looking forward to making this house my home. painting it the colors they want, adding little projects. And I asked him, I said, okay, so just imagine you're a year out from this day. He was getting ready to move in. What do you think is going to happen? He said, I am going to have peace. I'm going to have peace in my life.
It's a peace. Everybody wants peace.
I know. Right. It was just fabulous. The stories are wonderful. And you'll have an opportunity this year, if you come to our events or read the stuff that we do or listen to the radio, we will be telling the stories of the families. And you'll be able to hear how wonderful it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. And if you kind of, I mean, if you just sort of just go back and think about when you first moved into your house, what that felt like for you, and those feelings of stability and peace, and knowing that you had sanctuary. I mean, all those things, and love in your house. So those are the things that really, I mean, those families take that. And the thing that when I was interviewing, that they just really sacrificed their time and their energy to make sure that they had a home for their children in the future. I mean, that was the thing. They knew that they could leave this house for their children. Mm-hmm. And that was a big deal for them.
That's ROI, rate of return.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
One hope that I have is that people who are listening will hear this plea and pass it on to other people. And that is that we are looking for sponsors for the year. And I'm hoping that a variety of people, businesses, will think about Habitat and help us make this a successful year.
Yes, yes, yes. And I think that's going to do it for this segment of Chico Now. I'm looking at the clock. Seemed like it went fast. I guess we were having fun. So thank you, ladies, for coming on. Brooks, Nicole, Habitat for Humanity. This is Vince Haney signing out. And join us tomorrow, where our host will be Scott Allred. Vince Haney, Chico Now. Thanks, Habitat.
Bye. Thank you, Vince. Bye. Bye.